Welcome to the Main Street Author Podcast, the place to discover how traditional business owners are leveraging the power of being a published author to grow their business. Get ready to discover practical and proven ways to enhance your reputation, build trust, and establish authority by authoring your own short, helpful book. On every episode, you'll hear from guest Main Street authors who have successfully authored, published, and leveraged their own book and want you to do the same. Now, here's your host of the Main Street Author Podcast, Mike Capuzzi.
Welcome, everybody, to another insightful episode of the Main Street Author Podcast, the place to inspire local business owners to author, publish, and leverage their own short, helpful books, or shooks, as I call them. Today, and on this episode, I'm changing things up a bit, and I'm going to be a guest on my own podcast. Earlier this week, my latest short, helpful book, The 100-Page Book, was released, and I thought listeners would find it helpful to hear why I wrote this shook. Now, I've asked my good friend, retailer, and multi-shook author, Jeff Giannacovo, to be the guest host on this episode. Jeff, welcome, and thanks for doing this.
Mike, not a problem, and honestly, it's an honor to sit on this side of the microphone, I suppose, to interview you. So it's pretty cool. I thought about it as we geared up this morning. It was about 11 years ago this summer that I began a journey to improve my marketing, and lo and behold, here we are 11 years later.
Yeah, it's really a testimony to just, you know, your interest in just always in constant improvement in yourself personally, in your business. And then the fact that, you know, on my side of things, I've been able to deliver at least some helpful content to you over the years, and you've stuck around.
Well, I would say an awful lot.
Yeah. I mean, geez, in full disclosure, I mean, you were, for years, you and your business partner were one of my best clients. Then we became business partners, and gosh, we've been business partners now for 6 years, doing lots of stuff in the mattress retail space. So, It's been an amazing journey, and it's been cool to help you with your shooks. Matter of fact, we just co-authored one that we've released to other mattress retailers. So it's, like I said, it's been a really neat journey. And I'll have to be careful here, Jeff. I'm so used to being the host, but
I was just saying, hey, this is my microphone.
Yeah, right. So let me be quiet here, and let's get started here.
Yeah. So on that note, so Mike, listen, obviously you're a fan of these short, pithy, content-rich type books. So in just a couple sentences or so, describe what the 100-page book's really all about.
Well, first and foremost, Jeff, the 100-page book really is a 100-page book that I wrote to give business owners a proven recipe for authoring and publishing a short, helpful book, which is what I call a shook, to help them attract more customers to their business. Now, you and I both know being a published book author is a game changer for just about any type of business owner, actually all business owners, in my opinion. And the 100-page book shares my exact formula for creating one quickly and easily. Was that pithy enough? Was that pithy enough?
That was pithy enough. And inside ball for listeners, I find Mike's use of the word pithy. The first time he dropped that word, I mean, I was familiar with the word, but first time he dropped it on me, it made my head turn a little bit. So if you're catching a little bit of something through the speakers, there's a little inside joke here about the word pithy. But
yes,
anyway,
yes.
To be pithy, Mike, my second question, who's this book really for? Yeah. Right? I mean, kind of identified it, but let's dig in. I mean, who's it really for? Like, describe the business owner.
So, well, first of all, it is for business owners, Jeff, right? So one of the key things, I've worked with you on, I work with all my shook publishing clients is, you know, the first step is really to identify before you write any type of book, you know, who you're going to write that book for. So this is a lesson in and of itself. So the 100-page book is for two types of business owners. So first and foremost, this book is really only for you if you own a business, you're an entrepreneur, and you have an established business. So the first type of business owner is what I call the Main Street business owner, which you are a Main Street business owner, Jeff, right? You currently have two stores in the Lancaster, Pennsylvania area. you know, you are on Main Street. You are fighting that battle daily. And then the other type of business owner I wrote this short, helpful book for is for business owners who serve business owners like you, Jeff. So, for example, a software CEO who's a client of mine, he would be that latter type of business owner. He's not on Main Street per se, but his software helps Main Street business owners. So those are the two main types. And then the other characteristic, Jeff, I'd share is that the book I wrote is for the business owner who is not interested in making money by, quote, selling books. So as you and I both know, a ton of people are out there trying to sell books. That's great. That's not what I do. That's not what you do. You make your money on the back end of your books because the books are a conversation starter. So for those folks who are interested in using a book, a shook, as a starting point, that's who I wrote the 100-page book for.
You know, and Mike, to kind of take a little divergence off of what you said about the use of books, right? Really, books are media that a business owner, a Main Street business owner, uses in their advertising tool belt, right? They have newspaper ads, television, Facebook ads, Google. You know, they, if they're smart, they have a robust referral system. That's media. A book is media. And it just really kind of hit me like a lightning bolt here between the eyes. A book is media. And think of all the dollars. I mean, I'm just thinking of all the dollars. And I mean, it's hundreds of thousands of dollars over the years. Well, it's easily in the millions because our ad budget's six figures annually and I'm 10 years in business now. So after millions of dollars of ad spend, there's nothing tangible in my hand in media. I have my marketing assets. I have my clicks on the dial, my headlines, but I have nothing tangible. A book is tangible as media. And I think that that's, to me, that's a very cool just realization as a result of this quick few minutes we've been on the line so far. And I think business owners listening to this need to really think about that, especially in this day and age where you can, where it's perfectly okay to craft your own persona, perfectly okay to build up that own platform. I think having a book is media. You are remiss to not have in your marketer's toolkit and tool belt.
I would even go one step further, Jeff, and this is cool because we're going to probably have a real conversation here and not a script, but it's even more so, it's an asset, right? A book is really a business asset, and you're 100% correct. I mean, books that I've written years ago are still doing things for my business in a positive way, and yeah, we'll talk more about that, but I think it's a really key differentiator. It's really why I wanted you to interview me, because you live and breathe the real world each and every day. It's not like myself, who's kind of sequestered away and I only have to pop my head up when I want to, reach out to folks. But you're living and breathing the reality, and especially now, all that's going on with COVID-19, even more so. So yeah, it's media, and it's, I'd even say it's more of an asset. So yeah, thanks for that highlight.
Yeah. So, I mean, if we're talking about books as an asset, short, helpful books as an asset, there's got to be a handful of reasons why a business owner should consider it being that author, going through the effort. What would be the top three?
Well, I mean, maybe it won't be just three, but again, I just want to hit on what you just said because we're talking about it. I mean, books are typically things that people buy, right? Amazon sells books, there's still bookstores out there. There's libraries out there. So it's a type of media that most people, if not all people, are used to paying for. Therefore, it has a different feel, a different vibe than brochures and all the other things where people kind of get it, look at it, maybe respond, etc. So, first and foremost, books aren't typically thrown away. I've heard, and Jeff, I know you have had this experience. You'll get thank you cards, you'll get thank you notes because someone read your book. They don't typically do that with a brochure or a business card, right? So, I mean, again, I think first and foremost, one of the reasons to consider being a published book author is you are creating an asset that has real value. Another reason is that You know, again, because of the way most of us grew up, authors are treated with higher levels of respect. So if you have two identical business owners, and I don't care if they're mattress retailers, chiropractors, dentists, whatever, insurance agents, if you have two and they're everything's pretty much identical, and one can give you a copy of his or her shook during a meeting or during a first time, you know, connection, and the other doesn't, most people are going to hold the business owner who has a published book, and I'm talking a real printed book now, at a higher level of esteem and respect. Okay, so that's another reason. And, you know, I'd say, you know, most people aren't publishing books. Therefore, it leaves the smart business owner a real chance for differentiation. And Jeff, and again, you can touch on this. It really does allow you, the business owner slash author, to advertise, market, and sell at a higher and more sophisticated level where you're literally attracting people to you instead of you having to pursue them. So again, maybe you can touch on some of this because I know it's happened in your case.
Sure. Well, I mean, so 2 points that I'll follow up with, then we can talk about, and then I'll ask another question. The comment you made, a handful of comments you made around the positioning of a book, you know, books are valued, people pay for books, they position the author in a different way. You know, no one has ever gotten a photo with a book author at the signing table of him signing his USB. And that's the best physical representation I can make of a digital asset, right? Like no one signs a PDF of a brochure. Everybody gets off on going to an event or seeing a speaker on a book signing tour, getting the photograph, signing the front cover in black Sharpie or whatever pen they choose. That's what people like. I mean, there's a real human connection there. And I know right now our society in the summer of 2020, we are starved for human connection. There's no doubt in my mind. This is a way to connect at a human level with your prospects, with your leads, with your customers. So I think that's cool. The other thing a book does, and I'm really big on this as of late, maybe we talk about this a little more, is, you know, for me, you said about how a book positions you, it's more sophisticated. To me, my books are all about the assurance of outcome, right? Guaranteeing that I'm going to help my customers wake up happy and sleep better. You can't guarantee assurance of outcome with a business card, with a pamphlet, with a trifold. I don't believe it, not in the way you can with a book. The other thing a book does is it, you can't be the author of a book and then do the Me Too things that your competition is doing. You can't become the price product promotion hamster on the wheel if you're the expert in your market, right? So to me, it's almost like an accountability partner. If you're really going to honor the spirit and the true intent of your words from cover to cover in your book you write, it's like that accountability partner that's going to keep you off of the knee-jerk, you know, ADD squirrel-like reactions that business ownership is on a daily basis, right? You kind of almost use it as a roadmap to guide your own business as well. Get your team involved. Get your team understand. That's what I had my team do. They read both Sleep Better and they've, Mike, you might, I don't think I've told you this, they read Seven Habits because I want them to understand I'm highlighting all of us now in ways I've never done before. So you need to know how I'm doing that. And that maybe will bring light to why I'm a little more tuned up on some days than others, right? So I know I went on a little bit there, but I think a book does not only what you said, but also helps with that assurance of outcome aspect. And in a way, it's your own little accountability partner. Because if you go through the work of it, you know, your words now have to meet your actions every day.
Yeah, you know, and it's interesting. I'm sitting here nodding my head, Jeff, because you're 100% right. It's not something I have necessarily stressed, but it is important. I mean, if you are going to be a published book author, then you're right. You're doing it because you want to differentiate yourself. You're doing it because you want to help before you sell, all that stuff. But you're right. A month or two after the shine of releasing your book is out there, and now you're back into the, you know, the typical day-to-day, it should be a reminder. You know what? I'm here. This is what I stand for. And I think it's a great reminder. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, if you so believed in the words enough to write the book, then they should mean something every other day of the week.
Absolutely. I have 100% agreement.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, on that note, this is a good little transition for my next question when I thought of what to ask you in this interview. You know, how is your book, the 100-page book, different than the other how to write a book, you know, books or series or little mini courses, master classes people can purchase and invest in? I mean, what's the difference here?
Well, first of all, I probably own just about every how to write a book out there right now that's current. So I've read them, I've studied them, and listen, they're all great. Okay, so they all have their place. Many of them are focused on fictional book authors, so that, you know, right away we're not talking about fictional books. Many of them are focused on people who want to make money by selling books. So again, and Jeff, we should probably touch on how you guys make money, because it's not by selling them, but also many of them focus on this current allure of, oh, be a best-selling author, which I don't want to get into too much, because my personal opinion is these days it's so ubiquitous, it really doesn't mean anything. It's really lost its value. But some people want to chase that. That's fine. All right. So they're focused on different goals. The 100-page book assumes a couple things. First of all, it assumes you're in a business and doing fairly well. It also assumes that you already see the value of writing a book and being a published author and the positioning that comes with that. So I'm not trying to convince you to write a book. There's plenty of other books out there that do that. Instead, the 100-page book is a very pithy and focused description of a type of book that I believe every business owner can benefit from. So I waste little time and I get right into the nuts and bolts on how to author a short, helpful book or a shook. So it's, you know, there's no fluff, and we cut right to the chase, and you know, I share a very specific recipe.
So when readers read the book, you know, they go through the 100 pages, what are they going to learn?
Well, they're going to learn my proven direct response type of book that I think they should write. And I show them exactly what to do. I mean, Jeff, you've read it. You've just recently published, well, you've published two shooks, but you won for your customers and prospects in your retail business. And, you know, it's that same formula that you used, right? So the good news here is we're both of Italian descent. So we both like to eat. I like to cook. And I liken the 100-page book to a recipe. I can remember my grandmother, who's my Italian grandmother, you know, her recipe cards. And she'd have these recipes, and a couple of them she would share with me because I love to cook. And that's really what the 100-page book is. It's a recipe card for business owners to craft a direct response book. Now, let me just describe a little bit about what I mean by direct response. You and I both know direct response marketing is a type of marketing where the goal of everything we do is to elicit a response. So it's different than brand marketing. It's different than general marketing. So these shooks are meant to elicit a response. And that's what I focus on. And that's what readers will learn how to do after they read it.
Well, moreover, it's, you know, direct response marketing is yes, it's about response, but it's also about measurable response.
Yep.
And financial response. Did you put money in the bank?
It is all about results and response. However, there is, and it's important, there is this sort of, it's hard to measure type of benefit when, you know, someone looks at you differently because you're a published book author. There's that positioning, there's that expert authority, there's that status. And that eventually may translate into dollars when they become a customer. That's what we hope they do. But there's still even something, Jeff, above and beyond when someone's, you know, and again, I know this happens in your business because you guys are handing out a variety of shooks at different points. And, you know, people look at you differently when they know you wrote the book on, in your case, how to sleep better.
One more little anecdote about the power of short, helpful books. And, you know, what we'll do is maybe we've kind of jumped a little bit ahead. I want to touch on exactly, what the detail of a shook is. But I have another, Mike, you said we published two shooks. Actually, we published three: Sleep Better, Magic of Sleep, and then Seven Habits. But the Magic of Sleep book we use as a gift book to our customers. And what I've noticed as of late on delivery, because we put it in a nice little gold wrapped envelope, seal it with a little thank you sticker and a gift for you message on it. Here's what's happened. Not only do people thank us for that, but our handwritten testimonial feedback forms, and our reviews and the take rate on the comeback coupons are all up. Hmm. We're getting more forms back in the mail, more use of the coupon in the store, because that gift of the book lifted the entire package. Whereas before, the package was just some of those letters in an envelope. Now it's those same letters in a little gift bag in an envelope with the gold bubble wrapped book. So there's more involvement.
That's great.
And people are spending more time with it.
That's great.
And we're getting more unique, usable things in the business because of it. So anyway, all that said, maybe a little more detail on exactly what shooks are, Mike.
Well, not to keep beating horse, but Shook is my brand of a short, helpful book. So that's the cute little name I came up with. And listen, there's a whole lesson in and of itself why it's so important for you to have, your unique thing that you offer. So, the way I liken it, Jeff, is, there's tons of places you can buy a burger, Burger King, McDonald's, there's tons of places. There's the Whopper, there's the Big Mac. They're all burgers. There's just different types of burgers. Well, there's lots of people who are teaching you how to write a book. It just so happens I'm the only one that's teaching you and showing you why you want to write a shook. So, some benefits of a shook, a short, helpful book. Well, first of all, for you, the author, and you know this, Jeff, they're faster to write and publish. For your readers, they're much faster and quicker to read. And this is really important in this day and age, I believe, because I'm a voracious reader, and I still start and never finish a lot of books because they're so bloated. They just go, they wander, they just don't get to the point. So, I believe you want your readers to read your book, and you want them to read it in its entirety. So make it easy for them to read. Give them that sense of accomplishment that comes when you open a book, read it, and finish it. There's a sense of accomplishment that we all have with that. So help them with that. Physically, shooks are slightly smaller in size. We have a very specific design formula that we use. They look a little bit different. That creates a pattern interrupt. It makes it easier to physically read. Again, another key lesson with this, if someone has a hard time reading, physically reading your marketing, they're not going to read it. So it's, there's a whole readership style. They're very focused. Typically, shooks are focused on a very singular topic. And they're written in a way to really make it easy to understand. These aren't meant to be, Pulitzer Prize winning, New York Times bestsellers. You're never going to be a Shakespeare. That's not what this is about. This is about starting a conversation in a type of media, the book, the printed book, to help your readers and then guide them to the next step. And that's really key, Jeff. That goes back to the whole direct response thing. It's great to have a book, all right? It's great to be a published author. But I see so many book authors, nonfiction business book authors, just sort of write the content and they never give readers the next step. They don't tell readers how to continue the relationship, how to get more information, what to do next if you're interested in learning more. And shooks offer that next step, and we're very explicit in how we do that. And really, it allows you, the author, to connect with your readers.
Yep. And that, the intentional use of your shook leading the reader to the next steps, so important. Our first buyer's guide, which I would have called a shook back in the day, 2010, when we opened our business. I'll never forget. I gave it to my wife. She read it three times. And only after the third time, which was good in my opinion, did she verbally say to me, she's like, wait a minute, you're selling me a mattress here. This is not just mattress buying help. This is you're selling it your way. I said, exactly. That's exactly what I want to have happen. But I'm happy you didn't pick up on it right away. Like, you want it, you don't need it to be hammer over the head per se. You want people to get intrinsic value, but what I've always found as a good success recipe is identifying your process, your methodology, and really showing the value of why that's more important, why that's better. And I think that's where the effectiveness of these shooks can really be helpful. I think you would agree with that, right? Like, a 100-page book really can be effective, right?
Yeah. I mean, listen, it really is all about helping before selling. There has to be helpful content. And yes, you know, you're not shying away from the fact that this is a sales tool. And again, that's another sort of differentiation for the kind of people I help. People who want to become shook authors, they're not squeamish, Jeff, about, you know, selling in their shooks. I mean, they really understand what the media is all about. Help before you sell, and then earn the right to then say, here's the next step. And yeah, I mean, listen, you know it. My clients know it. You know, a 100-page book can be super effective. It could be a great addition to your marketing arsenal. I mean, you have to use them. You can't just publish it and then put them in a box in the closet and maybe send one out a month. You know, there's got to be a strategy.
It's not Field of Dreams, right? If you write it, they won't come.
Right, that's for sure.
You have to write it and then use it.
You know, hence why we're doing this interview, right? You're helping me get the word out. So, I mean, you know, I always say, and a lot of people don't like to hear this, but writing the book, writing the shook is the easy part. It's, you know, what you do afterwards, how you leverage that thing on a consistent and persistent basis. And I'll tell you, I think in today's day and age, Jeff, especially with all that's going on currently, where COVID-19 and the way people are reacting to it and the way society and government's reacting to it, you know, things have changed. And I don't know, we don't know if they'll ever go back to what we used to consider normal. I'm not going to go down that road. But I will tell you, and you and I have seen this, and because, you know, again, in our joint, the business that we own jointly, we help other retailers. So we see it with those folks. We see the two types. There's the business owner who is now sort of cowering and afraid and, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? And then there's the other business owner like yourself who's really leveraging what's happening right now and saying, okay, I've got to put a stake in the ground. I've got to double down on differentiation, adding more value. I mean, you know, you and I have talked about the story I shared about Moxie Cola way back in the early 1900s, how Moxie Cola was the number one soft drink for, you know, years back in the 1920s. Coca-Cola was the second, you know, or distant second. And then when the Great Depression hit, Moxie Cola, they got afraid, right? They stopped marketing. They stopped their advertising. Coca-Cola doubled down and said, no, we have to go, you know, break through this. Well, at the end of the Great Depression, Coca-Cola was number one, and Moxie Cola is now, you know, was relegated to just a little local cola. Interestingly, just a few years ago, because both colas still exist, just a few years ago, Jeff, Moxie Cola was purchased by Coca-Cola. So I use that as a metaphor. I mean, listen, yes, we all have to be smart. Yes, we have to be intentional. But with what's going on out there right now, I think right now is the perfect time. I mean, in my own business, we have seen an amazing uptick in business owners becoming shook authors. They're seeing it as an opportunity. They have a little more time, maybe, or they just say, hey, you know what? I got to figure this out. I've got to figure out how to better serve my customers, clients, patients, you know, students, whatever you call them. So, you know, I think this is a real opportunity right now. And by the way, and Jeff, again, you probably can allude to this, people want the information. They really do. Consumers do want helpful information. They want it clear. They want it simple. And by not publishing your shook, you're not giving it to them.
Right. So a handful of things, three, really. We talked briefly about human connection, about how, with all that's going on, is being an author of a shook smart to do. So I think A, for human connection, that ability to connect in a different way, in a way that reminds people of traditional marketing, traditional value, traditional learning. I'm going to invest some time into this upcoming purchase or service. Yes, I think A, really great. B, the assurance of outcome, right? I mean, I think, again, you can't showcase people exactly how you're going to guarantee they'll wake up happy, guarantee they'll do whatever you get, whatever you do as best they can in a trifold brochure or on a blog post. It's just not going to happen. And then C, what you said about, you know, people recently here about people wanting information, seeking information. We're well entrenched now in the information age, and we're actually on the tail side of the aggregation age of review sites and all of these different things that aggregate information. It's now become so many consumers have this paralysis by analysis. There's almost too much information. So your shook can kind of rise above all of that and say, here's information that's congruent to what you've already read, but here's how you align it. Here's the methodology, the process, the procedure, whatever it is you do. And here's what it looks like out the other side. And because I'm the author, I'm the expert, I'm this business owner, I can guarantee you're going to get X, Y, or Z. Those three things I think are so important right now to why it makes 100% sense to have your own shook in this day and age.
Well, I appreciate that. And again, I think what's so valuable about this conversation is you've got me sort of as the teacher and you as sort of this, you know, a great student, if you will, who's done this now. And actually, you published a shook back 4 or 5 years ago for mattress retailers, the tip shook. So you've published several of them, and they continue to work for you, which is why you continue to use them and do new ones. So if anyone is interested, by all means, you know, check out the 100-page book. Jeff, as we get ready to wrap up, I'm actually going to turn it back onto you and ask a very self-serving question, but as we wrap up here, I think it's an important question for people to kind of hear the answer to. So you mentioned early on, it's 11 years that we've known each other. You were a client. We're now business partners. You're still someone I help in your retail business. But there's a good chance someone might be listening to this who doesn't really know me that well. What would you share with that person who is a business owner looking to, you know, take their business to a new level? What would you share about Mike Capuzzi?
I've always thought differently about you, Mike, and I would say that you are intentionally results focused. People that know you or maybe have heard you talk, you know, you obviously have the engineer background. So there's always intention on everything Mike brings to the table, right? There's always a rhyme, there's a reason, there's a pattern, there's a process, there's a way forward, and that way forward points to results. Again, you know, I don't think anybody's ever going to be able to say about Mike Capuzzi, yeah, you know, it was a lot of good stuff, but I didn't really get anything for it. In other words, too many people today confuse activity and action with results, right? Like they confuse the two. Mike, you're not going to lead your people down that road. You're going to build things that are, like we touched on this word before, assets, right? There will be foundational things that are there to build upon for years and years to come. And you'll be able to look back in your relationship with Mike and remember, well, when he said this, wow, now I really get it. Here's why we did it this way. Intentionally results focused. I mean, if you're looking for those results and you've struggled to get them elsewhere and you feel like, geez, I just, what's this thing? What's this way that's going to get me there? I think you really need to consider working with Mike. That's what I would say.
Well, I appreciate that. And I would say the first step relative to this conversation is check out the 100-page book. It's live on Amazon. It's in print. It's in Kindle. And by the time this is up, it'll be the audio version will be available. So again, going back to multimedia and why media is so important, all three versions up there. And go to 100pagebook.com. It's the 100pagebook.com, and that will just quickly shuffle you over to Amazon, so you can get to right to the Amazon's book page. So it's there. It's priced very fairly, and I will put the call out. If you read it and get value out of it, please leave an honest review. Reviews are important for Amazon book authors, so I would appreciate that. But Jeff, this has been awesome. I thank you for you taking time out of your busy day to help me promote and get the word out about the 100-page book.
You're welcome, Mike. Thanks for the interview.
Yeah, well, thank you. All right, Jeff, take care.
Thanks. Bye.
You've just listened to another insightful episode of the Main Street Author Podcast. If you've been on the fence about writing your own book, there's no better time than now to become a Main Street author. To learn more, visit MainStreetAuthor.com. That's MainStreetAuthor.com. And while you're there, schedule a complimentary strategy session with Mike to discuss your book ideas. See you next time, and remember, you can do this.